with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila. Namibia has been downgraded or reclassified by the World Bank from an upper middle income to a lower middle income country, making it the only nation to slip down an income group this year. Economist Salomo Hayes says the downgrade could influence the country's economic policies.
The reasons that being advanced on Namibia's downgrade is two. One is that its GDP expanded much slower than it did the previous year. Obviously, it didn't grow. The small expansion of GDP was because of the diamond market that completely went under. The other measure, which is number two, is the increase in population numbers. Now, the classifications of income levels is gross national income per capita, which look at GDP and population. And if you get the per capita amount, it means that it has declined. And subsequently, you now see what we term as the downgrade from upper middle income to lower middle income country.
Cabinet ministers who've submitted their 100-day reports will now have to appear before Prime Minister Leang Gurare and a panel of experts to account for their progress. The review forms part of efforts to increase transparency and prepare for new performance agreements. Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo weighs in.
Performance management is not a punishment. It is supposed to be a reflection on performance. And if it is to achieve desired outcome, then there must be honesty in the process. If the Right Honourable Prime Minister is thinking about inviting other people without vested interest, then it will improve the system. And the idea is not to punish. The idea is to determine performance at that time and also to discuss how, if there are lack of progress on some actions, how they could be accelerated.
To South Africa now, where Professor Gerhard Steenkamp and Adrian Tordif from the University of Pretoria's Faculty of Veterinary Science at Onderstepoort have traveled to Cambodia to perform a tusk extraction procedure on an elephant. Steenkamp says the journey leading up to this undertaking began about 18 months ago.
We performed the first ever general anesthesia and tusk extraction on an elephant. The procedure was a great success. Cheeklop is recovering well, and vets from Thailand and Singapore attended to learn from the experience. It's a proud moment for the University of Pretoria, showing how our veterinary expertise is helping wildlife conservation globally.
And finally, music mogul Sean Combs will not spend the rest of his life in prison after being acquitted of the most serious charges he was facing in a New York court. He was, however, denied bail before sentencing, just in time to miss out on the July 4th celebrations. Combs was convicted on two charges relating to prostitution. Mitch McCann was outside court.
While Sean Combs was convicted of two charges, transportation to engage in prostitution, this will be viewed as a major victory for the music mogul for the fact that he escaped the most serious charges, sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. For one, racketeering conspiracy comes with a possible life sentence in jail, and sex trafficking comes with a mandatory minimum term in prison of 15 years. The prostitution charges, of which he was found guilty, do come with sentences of up to 10 years in jail each, but it's unlikely they will be served separately. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.